Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable and to our third hour. Coming up, Amy Herman will tell us about her new book, Fixed, How to Perfect the Fine Art of Problem Solving. But first, we welcome best-selling author Lisa Gardner to our program. Of the 600,000 people that go missing in the United States each year, it's estimated that approximately 1,600 are missing in national parks and designated wilderness areas. The actual number, however, is likely much higher as there's no central database to track such cases. When the world stops looking, who carries on the search? When the months become years, who still remembers the missing? For best-selling novelist Lisa Gardner, an avid hiker, well-versed in the dangers of backcountry expeditions, these questions needed answers, so she does so in her new novel, One Step Too Far, where Frankie Elkin, an everyday average woman, is obsessed with finding the forgotten. In Lisa Gardner's latest novel, her protagonist from last year's Before She Disappeared is up against the worst man and what nature has to offer. In her most chilling missing persons case yet, Lisa Gardner is a wonderful novelist who joins us regularly, and we're thrilled to have her back on the show. Lisa, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a pleasure to return for our annual chat.
I love it. I always love our chats, and that means I get to read your books, and that is, that's not even work, is it? That's just fun. So what brought you, I guess let us begin with this character of what brought Frankie Elkin to you and made the debut last year, now has another novel. I thought when we talked last, that was a standalone, but now this has become a series. So how did that occur?
Lack of planning. I love how when I do these interviews, people are like, so you, and it's like, yeah, no, I get up every single morning and it's the biggest mystery to me as it is you. The one thing I can say is my books are inspired generally by something in real life. So I am an avid hiker, outdoors person. I'm in the mountains of New Hampshire, and I ended up reading an article that led to reading to a book about the number of people that are missing on national public lands, which is basically our parks. I mean, the toddler that wanders away from the family camping trip, the hiker that disappears in the remote wilderness, and that by definition, these things are all handled really by volunteers, and great volunteers, don't get me wrong. I mean, I live in a mountain rescue community. People show up. You can have thousands of volunteers. You get the National Guard. You get search dog teams. You get pilots. You get drone operators in this new day and age. Everyone shows up, but it's a volunteer. 3 to 6 weeks later, the real life, they got to go back. Then what happens? And I read about that, and I'm an avid hiker. I'm like, oh my God, that could be me. And then I'm like, oh, but, you know, Frankie Elkin, who I talked about, this is what she does. She handles the cases that falls through the cracks where no one else is looking. That's where Frankie Elkin goes. And I'm like, okay, I have the next book, One Step Too Far.
With that, there's obviously the topic that you talked about of these missing persons, but then there's also the character. So what are you learning along the way, as you are now two books in, about Frankie Elkin?
I really like Frankie, and I think she's hit a note with reviewers and readers. I mean, these books have kind of hit kind of a critical wave, and Hilary Swank is now on board. She optioned Before She Disappeared. She wants to star as Frankie Elkin. And I think part of Frankie Elkin's appeal is she's so imperfect. In her own words, she's a character. She has more regrets than belongings. She's also leading kind of this anti-life, but sincerely. She just doesn't get it. How can the rest of us live in one place all the time? How can the rest of us have one job day in, day out, one partner day in, day out, when she tries to do what society says this is your best life? She frankly drinks too much.
Yeah.
When she gives up and she does this, I'm going to go from town to town. I'm going to take my obsessive addictive behavior. I'm going to take my ability to be comfortable with being uncomfortable because I've always thought I was the outsider, so I might as well be the outsider. That's actually when she comes alive. So she's that excellent character where she's so flawed, but earnest and hopeful. Her life just isn't traditional. And, you know, by the time we hit one step too far, she's given up on people understanding. All she can tell you is this works for her. Your problems, a complete stranger's problems, are easier for her to solve than her own. And I think on some level, all of us kind of get that.
Absolutely. So in this particular story, give us a sense of what Frankie is up against. We're in Wyoming.
So this was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in Wyoming. And this book was very much inspired by this very real thing. Again, you go disappearing in the woods, there's this magic window. Once that window passes, so sorry, so sad. That's all that's left. Frankie is very much driven in how she picks cases. You know, she has online boards. She reads articles in the newspaper. She's kind of passing through Wyoming, and here's this poor piece. This guy, Timothy O'Day, young man, healthy, vibrant, full of life, about to get married, has his bachelor party weekend camping in Wyoming, is never seen again. And now his mom is dying, and her dying wish is to be buried next to her son. So in the way these things happen years later, and this is real world, it becomes an expedition, and you have to file paperwork, you have to do everything for it. So it's the grieving father, it's the incredibly guilt-stricken best friends who are with Timothy O'Day on that infamous last weekend. It's a search dog, a team, a handler and a dog. It's a Bigfoot hunter, which was fun research I learned too. And then Frankie's kind of like, I'll go. I'll do it. I know nothing about hiking. I've never been in the woods, but what the hell? I'll do it. Which, interesting enough, is how some of this stuff comes to pass. Within 2 hours, she's really sorry, like many people. She's like, why am I hiking? Why am I still moving? This was a bad idea. But it's the understanding that closure is one of the most important things. This young man went missing, and his father, his friends, his fiance, no one can sleep at night not knowing what happened.
When you look at this, and once you have the idea, how do I ask this? It doesn't take me long to read, Lisa. I roll right through it. I can't stop. Do you have the same momentum in the writing?
Yes and no. It's two steps forward, one step back. One step too far was a lot of fun for me because it's so action-based. I call it Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None goes for a hike. Eight people go in the woods very rapidly. Eight people are really sorry they're in the woods. They're not coming back out. So when you get to that situation where it becomes action, reaction, things happen and they have to. And what I loved about the book for me is it was that kind of mix between there are members of the party, Nemeth, their legendary hiking guide who can do anything, the Bigfoot hunter, Bob, who I adored, you know, search dog handler Luciana and her dog Daisy, who are skilled in these backcountry expeditions. And then there's Frankie, who knows nothing at all. But it's the composition of all of them, you know, between survival skills, like I can make fire, and Frankie, something's really wrong with this group. I think there's some secrets here, and I think you people are not being honest. There's some kind of happy medium there that will be the key to getting out alive.
Right. You know, when you look at that and decide how this is going to work out, I mean, this has to be, for Frankie, has to be all-consuming. And how do you relate to it? Does it become all-consuming for you as to the scrapes and the horror that get into as a result of trying to solve these mysteries.
So I am an avid hiker. I have spent most of my life in the woods. When I get stuck plotting, when I get stuck writing, when I get stuck with just real life, what do I do about X, Y, and Z? Head into the mountains, go for a hike. You'll find your answer. So in many ways, this is the most personal novel I've ever written because it's my relationship with the great outdoors. You go out, you sweat, you hike. You're on your own. I mean, that's one of the things for Frankie that's different. I mean, at the beginning of the novel, she's like, oh, what the hell? I'm always on my own, so what does it matter? But she's on her own in an urban environment, which is still to say, you know, help is a 911 call away. You get out into the remote wilderness, it is not. So it has that kind of consuming feel that to me was very personal. But Frankie is also meant to represent all of us. I think that's her appeal as a human being. So it was getting through her to teach, oh, okay, this is how you can build a fire. This is how you can get a litter. This is how you can survive in the woods. Each thing kind of logically led to the other. But of all the books I've written, this one's pretty consuming. It's a survival situation. What each of the characters does next has a huge impact, not just on themselves, but on the group. And that kind of was a fun dynamic, too, how quickly you can, you know, well, who knows best, whose decision is the right decision, who knows what we should do next because we're all terrified. All of that stuff is good fun if you're a thriller novelist. <I know.
laughs> So what is next? Did you put anything on hold to write this second Frankie book, or are you... are you thinking, oh, okay, I'm gonna do this for a few more turns, or we'll get back to other business?
I don't really plan. I am this interesting combination as a thriller novelist. Yeah, yeah. You laugh. Find me at 6 a.m. when I have a lot of coffee and a blank computer screen, and my language is not very polite in civilized society. Not planning thing have issues.
Yeah. Well, but it also gives you a freedom, doesn't it? I mean, I think that's also, like, that's the good thing, that it is a, yes, it's a blank slate, and that can be really scary, but it's also a blank slate that allows you to do whatever it is you want to do.
That's true. So I wrote Before She Disappeared last year with Frankie Elkin, trying to bring attention or motivated by a particular scenario, which I think became very obvious this summer with the Gabby case of there's so many missing people that just fall through the cracks that don't get media attention at all. So Before She Disappeared has to do with the much more traditional, but very sad and real world. You know, a missing Haitian teenage girl gone for 11 months in Boston, and who the hell is even looking for her? And that's how we learn Frankie. That's how I kind of wrote the book. And I was good. This book's good. Hilary Swank loved the book. We're going to opposite the book. But when I started reading about then this wilderness thing, I'm like, well, Frankie's mission is just to represent the unrepresented. I mean, the wilderness is also an area where you have all these people falling through the cracks. We don't even have a national database of who's gone missing in the woods. It's the Bigfoot hunters. And I'm not making this up. In real life, I think it's the North American Bigfoot Association, the National Bigfoot Society, has the most comprehensive database who's gone missing on national wildlands. I mean, that's what we're using. I mean, this kind of stuff kind of staggers the imagination, and this is the real world. I'm like, absolutely, Frankie should be part of that. So, you know, I can write another book with her. It all made perfect sense.
Well, that's great. So I assume that, you don't have to tip your hat in any way, but is that already underway?
Yeah, so that's what we're working on now.
Okay, all right. Well, the new book is fantastic. Boy, is it fun. One Step Too Far is the name of the new novel, and it is just terrific. It's out from Dutton. Lisa Gardner, it's always great, really wonderful having you on the program. I wish you all the luck in the world with the new book and the projects to come, and I thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe. Thank you very much. Be well. Again, the new book is One Step Too Far, a novel by Lisa Gardner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.